Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Joel Embiid clearing protocol from out to doubtful. Could he give it a go? And what his return would mean for these playoffs? And Cale Makar, you have to know where he is on the ice at all times. Dude, where's Makar? The game winner. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, yeah. I could have gone with the Kale side of it
today.
Because nobody loves Kale more than I, but I've been told that's not a place to go.
That's Hector.
So we've got a little news today in the NBA. Joel Embiid clearing concussion protocol, upgraded from out to doubtful, but all reports are he's going to give it a go and play tonight for Philadelphia. A must-win game three, down 0-2. You got to expect there will be masks on Embiid. There's been no masking how Miami's been able to have their way without Embiid on the floor and how tough it's been for Philly offensively. Game three of the conference semis is a – it's not a Willis Reed moment, people. I just want to get that on the floor right here. But Ramona, is it a boost? Is it a game changer? Is it a series changer? What can Embiid be tonight?
Well, it's at least a game changer and possibly a series changer because Joel Embiid, as we've seen in the first two games of the series, is everything for this Philadelphia 76ers team. You know, we thought, well, maybe James Harden can be Houston James Harden. Maybe James Harden can be the MVP. And that is just really not happening, mostly because he's gotten older, he's lost a step, but also because the Heat is not giving him any space to operate. You know, he's had 3 feet around him every single time when he gets about the least amount of space he's had in the last 3 years. When Embiid's out there, he has 4.5 feet of space. And so that changes everything for him and for the Sixers offense. If Embiid can just get out there, he doesn't have to dominate. He just has to create space for everybody else, and it changes everything in the dynamic of this series.
A lesson in spatiality from Ramona Shelburne. David Dennis Jr., welcome back. Your second career show. What type of boost could Embiid give tonight?
Yeah, he could give a great boost to the, you know, for the series, but I'm worried about what kind of effect or boost or negative boost that could have for his career. We're talking like thumb ligaments, eye sockets, and like brain. Like, these are things I don't want to mess with
okay.
long term. Yes, you know, him and Harden are plus 14 for every 100 possession. That's great, but I don't know if it's worth it. They're down 2-0, and I don't know if they can win the series.
So you would hit pause on any return to the court in this series because you think this series is already insurmountable?
It seems like it, and even if they do, I mean, even if they're trying to win, it's still 4 more games of a hampered Embiid, and you have to, this is your future of your franchise. I would sit him.
Sarah Spain, what do you think of Mr. Dennis Jr. there?
Well, I think it's unlikely that you're going to convince Embiid that he's not able to go, and it's also likely that they have taken into consideration the possibility of major serious effects and considered that it's worth sending him out there in this series. He is a game changer. As the only panelist who has worn a mask in a basketball game and steamed it up, I'm uniquely qualified to explain how terrifying it is to play against someone with a mask. And in fact, my field hockey opponents called me Jason. So it can Whoa. Create a spark and change a game. And in this case, I don't think it's a series changer because I don't think the Sixers team was going to beat the Heat even with Embiid because they don't have enough quality shooting, because Harden can't create for himself, because Embiid can be the focus so easily and the defense can take him out of it and make everybody else win. I do think it's a game changer, though, and it's likely that they could win this game getting him back and having the Heat scramble to change how they cover. Mm-hmm.
And Tim Kalishaw.
I think a boost is all it is. I think the young Mr. Dennis is onto something in just his second show. Remarkable, because it took me a little longer than that to make a good point, if I have in fact made one yet. But here's the thing. You know, I think that can be a boost initially, but then there's a letdown when all of a sudden it's not easy. Oh, wait, the Heat is still Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler running around making shots. James Harden's still missing shots. Embiid is not 100%. He's not exactly the same as he was before. And I think Miami still has a terrific chance to win the game tonight, even with Embiid back looking something like Sarah Spain.
One more thing from Ramona Shelburne.
Well, there's a big difference. In 2018, Embiid needed a mask when he had the same injury, but he also needed goggles in 2018. This time, from what I understand, he doesn't need the goggles, and those are the ones that really fogged up, and he hated the masking through it all.
But I always like an NBA player in goggles, though. I mean, it really. Real quick, Ramona, there's a rumor going around that there could be an MVP trophy in the building tonight for Joel Embiid, even though we seem to have the numbers, and it seems to be Jokic. This is a rumor. I saw Gargano from WIP put this out there. Do you know anything about this?
I don't think that is true.
There you go.
That would really be an upset. That would really be an upset.
We'll move on. A boost.
Put it that way.
Do the Mavericks have a boost in store for them tonight? Where will it come from? Maybe from a certain columnist on this show, Tim Kalishaw. Mavs down 0-2. Give Dallas fans a reason to believe.
Well, I think just being home, I think just making some of the shots they're missing. I'm not discrediting Phoenix's defense. They've been great. And they do commit to it much more than Utah does. But Jalen Brunson, 9-for-28 after just eating up the Jazz in the first series. I do think he'll shoot better. It's really some of the other players, when Luka gets him the ball, getting those three-point shots off, whether it's Finney-Smith or Bullock or anybody else, Phoenix gets to them very quick. But at home, they won't start out down 9-0. I'm pretty sure of that. I can't promise it, but they did it both the first two games. Just a little better start could go a long way tonight. Oh,
okay, so that's the floor. The expectation is don't start off losing 9-0.
Don't
all right, there you go,
Calvin,
9
bad.
Points. Shelbert, how about
bad.
You?
Well, you know, coming into this series, I had one of the coaches on the Mavs say, we can't just turn this into 1-on-5 Luka versus everyone. That's exactly what Phoenix wants. And that's what Phoenix did in the first two games of the series. I think at home, role players tend to step up. They tend to do better. I like the Mavs to get at least a game at home. Not sure if it'll be tonight or the game four, but I think they'll get one.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, unless Luka is going to trade bodies with Marcus Smart or Dennis Rodman and play some better defense, I don't know what the 1.8 points per possession when he's the main defender is not good. Like, I went to, get some lunch today and I had a rotisserie chicken and it had a Dallas Mavericks 77 number on it. I don't know why. Maybe because it was an homage to Luka's defense.
Getting roasted? All right. I see what... See? Second career
it.
Show.
See, see what I did there? See what I did there? Yeah. That was kind of a...
Sarah Spade, how about you?
Almost. Going on a ride here today. We really are. To what Tim and Ramona said, I think that's the key, and that's obvious, right, that Luka can't do it by himself, in part because it also completely tires him out for whatever defensive effort he can give. But that's why you need Brunson and Dinwiddie. Brunson has dropped to 11 points from 27 in the first series. Dinwiddie is down at 9.5 from 15. So these are the two guys that need to step it up when they get at home, and it needs to be about putting up enough offense so that it's not quite as big of a deal if defensively Luka gets winded.
I'm not going to let Kalishaw get off by just saying his prediction is they won't start down 9-0. Give us the game, Tim Kalishaw. I'll give you 2 minutes. You give us the world.
The game. The Mavericks are going to win tonight. It's got to be lower scoring. They can't let Phoenix get up to 120.
You think?
Dallas is going to win 106-102 tonight.
Ah, there it is. That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay, there it is.
Nobody picks score. Games like Kalishaw.
Nobody.
3 days off between Boston and Milwaukee and Memphis and San Francisco. They take Stagecoach to get to these games? Tomorrow's game three. There's been plenty of time for adjustments. So, Sarah, is there one adjustment you think tilts either series? And who do you have most faith in?
I think it's going to be the three-point shooting for the Warriors, which shouldn't be a surprise, but when you hear that they shot 18% in that game, their worst ever in the postseason from beyond the arc, like, that's going to remind you that they have not played the way you expect, especially from Steph and Klay. So as great as Ja has been, I think Ja can be great, and still the Grizzlies can lose if the Warriors just do what you expect from their vets. So it's the Warriors.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, I think Steph Curry is going to be fine. Ja Morant is going to be fine. I think this series comes down to Klay being better. He's missed, almost all of his three, 6-for-28 from three. 24 of them were wide open. Desmond Bane is the other X factor here. He's looked hobbled. We got to see how that back is going to be. 7 points. He's got to be better. I think it's between Klay and Desmond Bane is going to determine this series. I'm an objective journalist, but I've got the Warriors.
Ramona Shelburne.
You know, I think when we in the first couple games of this series, we've seen the Grizzlies look like the Warriors from 6-7 years ago at the beginning of their run. But 6-7 years ago is also a bunch of runs to the NBA Finals together. And to me, the Warriors' experience in this series plays is really going to carry them over here. And when you especially when you go home now, I think missing Gary Payton Jr. is really going to hurt them, and much more so than people are giving them credit here, because he's their best defender on John Morant. It puts Klay Thompson in that spot where he's got to be Klay from a couple years ago, Klay from before all the injuries. He can do it. I just don't know how long he can do
it. Tim Kalishaw.
Yeah, I think Ramona just hit on the biggest adjustment, one that nobody can do anything about. The Warriors' numbers on Morant, anybody else defending him other than Payton, are terrible. And they're really not stopping him at all. And when it gets, if it's going to be a close game, Memphis has been as good as anybody, second best in the league in clutch situations all year, and the Warriors weren't that good. We kind of think of the Warriors, okay, 5 years ago, we know what Steph and Klay were like together, but that Klay really isn't all the way back, so I don't think you can count on that happening.
And in the Eastern Conference, the other series, Milwaukee and Boston, adjustments will be made, although Budenholzer said after game two in the loss, well, Giannis usually figures things out, and that's what up.
How about Giannis doesn't have 11 turnovers in two
games?
How about that?
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
David Dennis Jr., I'll give you the last word here.
You know, I don't. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, man!
Oh, wow. I wasn't ready.
Second show, you do that to him. Wow, wow.
There he goes.
I thought it was going to be more about chickens. You got to have more about chickens, Peyton. Ready to go.
Somebody got
Around the Horn is brought to you by Miracle-Gro.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Another bounce-back night in the NHL. Panthers big over the Caps. Stars blanking the Flames. Penguins, Rangers, it's been spicy. And that's just not the pork and broccoli and Domingue's belly. This play here, Carter and Shesterkin. Shesterkin went down for a sec, which is huge. He's the most important player in the series, or at least for New York. Some wonder, though, if it's a flop. Maybe you guys can make a ruling on that. But the only series that didn't go level last night, Colorado. 2-0 now, thanks to Cale Makar, the game winner, the Makar rally. If you will, on the other side, or the massaged avocado kale right there. He basically outshot the entire Predator team all night. Tim Kalishaw, what are you buying as the biggest takeaway from last night's game twos?
Well, there was only one road team that won last night, Tony, so I got to go with the Stars.
I knew you would.
It's very bizarre. Dallas will play its first home playoff game in 3 years tomorrow night, yet they went to the Stanley Cup Final 2 years ago. How did that work? That seems odd. But still, I think Calgary, after scoring one goal in two games, we have a division champion shake on the ropes.
Sour Spain.
Would you go with Kale Smooth E? Maybe.
Yes, I would. You know me better than anybody. Okay. I would absolutely.
Okay. All right, good. Mine is my Cup favorite pick, the Panthers, who had a disappointing 0-1 start against the Caps, but they came back and scored on three of their first five shots on goal to definitively assert themselves back in this series and back as a favorite for me.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, I think it's the Avalanche. Yeah, they had sort of a fluky game winner, but they came in the postseason favorites, top three in offense, top six in goals against, and they're up the only team that's up 2-0. I think they're still the story.
Okay. Nothing fluky about Cal, David Dennis Jr. I mean, I say it again, he nearly outshot the Predators on his own. He's a defenseman. He's a defense man. Shelburne, how about you?
Well, you know, I'm going to go with the latest and greatest from this morning, which is Casey DeSmith out for the foreseeable future after having core muscle surgery. He's already the backup goalie. Now they got to go with a third string goalie. Not good for the Penguins.
On the play, which is Sturkin there. Anybody saying flop? Anybody saying Igor was trying to play it up a little bit, Kalishaw, or was really?
No, I don't think it wasn't a bad flop. He may have embellished it a little bit. He got hit. I've seen a lot worse flops.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two WNBA season openers tonight. Sarah Spain, your Chicago Sky, the defending champions. Yeah. Ramona Shelburne, your LA Sparks, put on Liz Cambage this year. David, your Atlanta Dream with Ryan Howard, the first pick. Tim, your Dallas Wings. Well, Arike Ogunbowale is going to score. You know that. Our preview extravaganza. Sarah Spain, who is the favorite? What's the number one storyline going in?
There is a temptation to pick the Storm. Brianna Stewart, when healthy, does not often lose. Sue Bird on what could be her final run. But I'm going with the unlikely back-to-back of the Chicago Sky. Three finals MVPs on one roster. No major losses from last year's championship team. A team that is still very hungry and wants to repeat. Kalia Copper still overseas, not going to be there tonight for the opener. But I've got faith in the Sky. They were a great team all last year. They only had a 500 record because Candace Parker was hurt and everyone forgets. And they just look at the box scores of the games like, oh, wow, they showed up in the playoffs. They were always.
No. Okay, rest for the FaceTime, please. Nobody forgets it because you say it every time it comes up. David Dennis Jr., you're going to make a hometown pick too, Atlanta?
No. Objective journalism again here. Tomorrow, the Sun and the Liberty play. And I think that's a preview of two of the best teams coming out. Jonquil Jones, reigning MVP. And I think Ionescu is going to have, one of those Ja Morant, Luka sort of, ascensions. Ooh. This season, I think those are going to be two of the best teams.
All right, Liberty just barely snuck into the playoffs last year, though they did give a good run in that one game they had. Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Well, coming to you live from Los Angeles. I think we've named that Los Angeles after Liz here. I don't necessarily buy the Sparks as a contender this year because I think Las Vegas or former team is my preseason pick. So they're too good to keep going out when they lose, and I have so much faith. Becky Hammon taking over, a different voice in the coaching box. I like the Aces in as a preseason pick. But Sarah, I'm kind of with you. I think the Sky, they're not going to run away with it in the regular season. They'll sit some of their vets, be ready for the playoffs, just like the Spurs do. Be ready, come in into the 3 or 4 seed and make another run.
And Tim Kalishaw.
Tony, as the only panelist who's been to a Phoenix Mercury practice this week and was asked to leave after 5 minutes, but that's not the point. The point is I saw Skylar Diggins-Smith.
Where's your credential?
Saw Tina Charles. And on a much more serious note, one would hope they would get Brittany Griner back at some point this season. But even until then, they have a veteran team that is very good, and I'm never going to bet against Diana Taurasi.
Why were you thrown out of practice?
Well, because practice is closed, but the Mavericks were going to be out there soon. I just wanted to watch them practice a little bit, see what they were doing.
Kalishaw. All right, we'll move on. By yourself, Maria. 7-run last at-bat comeback in baseball last night. Woo! The Mets are hot to start this season, and they did it to the Phillies, which you know they love. Nights like tonight make you realize what could be, is what Buck Showalter said in his first year managing New York. This New York team. David, what are you buying from that ninth inning? And what are you buying from the Mets so far?
I'm buying the fact that this is about as much of a championship win as you can get in May. I mean, the Mets look great. DeGrom still hasn't come back, so they're going to get better with him. What I think Philly might do, they might be selling their manager because, this is the type of thing. Joe Girardi was sort of already on the outs. Looks like this might be the thing to push him out the door.
You know what? I've bought the Mets pitching staff all year. Last night, I thought that comeback shows that maybe you can buy into the Mets offense. Last year was a huge disappointment, but that kind of rally, that's something you can build off of.
Kalishaw.
I'm buying everything about the Metropolitans. There was no reason for the offense to be that bad last season. Yeah. The Chris Bassett trade right before the start of the season kind of flew under the radar. Big boost for that team.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, I'm buying the timing that David mentioned, which is if you're going to have a comeback like this and you do it in May, every game going forward that you're down, you have proof of concept that you can come back. And for a team that tends to have late swoons, that could be the thing that they need to avoid that.
Like being thrown out of a Phoenix Mercury practice. Tim Kalashaw being
that's
asked to leave here.
Right there. That's what that is.
Late swoon.
At least you tried. I'll give you credit for that, David Dennis
Where's
Jr.
Where's your credential, Kalashaw?
All right. You ran into Spain and Shelburne today. Ramona, Sarah, showdown. 2 minutes.
We're in red for our Sunday face-off.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sergio Garcia's 10th hole at Wells Fargo yesterday into a hazard. Rule officials said he took more than 3 minutes looking for his ball, gave him a stroke penalty. Garcia was not happy with that. Said he had to cross a bridge before he started looking. Do you want me to swim over that river? He said. You saw the bridge, but allow him that. And then he said this.
Can't wait to live this through. Can't wait to get out of here, my friend. A couple more weeks, I don't have to deal with you anymore.
Ramona Shelburne, Sarah Spain, welcome to Showdown. Momo, are you siding with Sergio here or the rules?
You know, as a veteran of L.A. traffic, I love a good meltdown. So I'm siding with Sergio in the meltdown. They started the clock early on him, man. He already went into the swamp there, and then they say...
So you're calling that a swamp. Yeah. He called it a river.
Yeah,
I believe the video
looks
may...
like a creek to me.
They may betray
that's
both of you.
Yeah.
That's a
I see mud.
Moat,
I see bog.
Anything.
It's a swamp.
Okay. I listen, as a veteran of awkward situations, I love the idea of insulting the people. You still have several weeks to spend time with, not to mention that you're probably not able to leave the tour entirely, so... Awkward.
But he said, my friend. I'm a big fan of my friend. I'll split the point here. We'll move on, my friend. But showdown two, Cincinnati Reds. They're 3-22. I say again, they're 3-22. A code red is like 3-10. Sarah, what is 3-22?
It's the play call that Justin Fields is often looking at. This is exactly what baseball needs, though. You need this kind of badness to prove that they need to fix the system.
Wow, Ramona.
It's time for relegation. We need to have the Premier League style relegation.
I've been favor that too.
They're not even trying. It's insulting their fans.
I think every American sport should have relegation. But Sarah, from a Bears fan, that's amazing. 3-22 might be the number two worst thing to happen to this team if. A Reddit rumor is true about the Cincinnati Reds, and that's all I'm going to say about that, the number two thing. Let's move on. Showdown three. And?
Are you doing your own sound
effects? I've got three kids now, Ramona. What's the bigger deal this weekend, the Kentucky Derby or F1 in Miami?
I like F1 in Miami. How often do you get yachts at a racetrack? I mean, and look, Verstappen wins every week, but I think this is the week. Leclerc's going to get him.
Oh, you're picking a winner. There we go. Sarah Spain, how about you?
Yeah, my winner is going to be the fake yacht marina. This is a winner for mirages everywhere that you can create a body of water that is not wet at all and still is full of boats.
This whole thing was a mirage today. You guys were great. Sarah Spain, take the FaceTime.
I saw you yesterday talking WNBA, and I think a lot of the conversations around the losses in that league dominate instead of the understanding of how a startup, which the WNBA essentially still is in terms of sports, is. They have $75 million in investment. Their ratings went up 50% last year, and they are still having to cut players. They are too small. Now is the time to invest. A new TV deal is coming. Money is there. Expand, please.
Thank you, Sarah Spain. Davis Dennis Jr., 0-2, but remember, Sarah Spain didn't win her first two shows. Kalashaw lost his first 11.
Either.
We'll see you guys Monday.